pasuk of Ki Rabim Chalolim Hipila Batsumim Kol Harugeha is a famous pasuk. The pasuk Chavav of Perek Zayin. The pasuk is talking about the Zayna. The whole Perek is talking about the Isha Zayna. The Isha Zayna has had many karbonos already. In other words, they're telling the person, listen, my friend, you want to know what kind of a sakana you're in? You should know that she is very, very capable. And she has already done in plenty of people. Ki rabim chalolim. You know what chalolim are? Corpses. Ki rabim chalolim ipila. She made many corpses. She has plenty of karbanas. It was like the Indians used to have the scalps on their belt. How many scalps this lady has? Batsumim kol harugeha. Huge number. All the people that she has killed. She has done it. That's the pasuk. That's the pashup shot of the pasuk. And it fits very, very well. Chachamim come along. And they say something remarkable over here. They say that we're talking about people involved in conveying Torah and Halacha. Remarkable. So I'll read to you Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam speaks about the permission that a Talmid has to have to be able to teach Torah and to Paskin Shilas. Permission from his Rebbe. Zok the Rambam. There's something called Choylik al Rabbi. There's something called Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. And so on. And he gives the Gedorim the categories and the rules and the regulations. How far does the Talmud have to be from his Rebbe to be able to Paskin? Otherwise he has to send him to the Rebbe. In this context, it says, V'chol Talmud, Perek Hei of Hilchas Talmud Torah, Halacha Dalet. V'chol Talmud Shaloi Higia L'Hoira U'Moira. A Talmud that has not arrived. What does it mean, arrived? Doesn't have the proper training. He doesn't have the proper amount of knowledge. He doesn't have the proper, maybe, capacity. A lot of things required to be a Meira Hoira. And nevertheless, he's Meira. He sets up shop and he paskin shilas. Zok the Rambam, Harei ze shoyte, Rasha, v'gas ruach. So the Rambam is not simply adding, you know, like expletives, you know. He's not trying to say it's very, very bad, so he's just throwing adjectives at you. Each category, there are three categories, three negative categories that the Rambam says this person is in. First of all, he's a shaita. Secondly, he's a rasha. And thirdly, he's a balgai. Why is he a rasha? Very pashut. First of all, he's going to end up paskening incorrectly. He's going to mess up people's lives. He's going to tell a nida that she's tahira and a tahira that she's a nida. He's going to tell a person you owe money when he doesn't, and he's going to tell a person you don't owe money when he does. He's going to make a korban of the world. Of course he's a rasha. A balgaiva is a pasha. Balgaiva and rasha is two separate in yonit. A person can be a balgaiva and do no harm. Just a balgaiva for himself. But a balgaiva, why is he a balgaiva? The answer is, what's propelling him? He knows who he is. He knows his limitations. So why is he setting up a shingle? Why is he hanging up a shingle? Why is he setting up shop for himself? The Teretz says, because he wants to be from the Meiri Ara. Because Meiri Ara get covered. Meiri Ara have power. So he's a balgaiva. Why is he a shaita? Anybody who doesn't know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking at you and vomiting is a shaita. That's why he's a shaita. And that is three categories. Shaita, Rasha, Begas Ruach. Zok the Rambam, V'olov Ne'amar, Ki Rabim Chalolim Hipila. This person is being compared to the Isha Zayna.
No one is doubting that the mashal of the Mishlei is about an isha zayna. The whole perek is about an isha zayna, and it's in the Lashon Nekeva. Ki rabim chalom hi pila. She was mapil chalolim. And nevertheless, Chazal say that this person is doimah to that isha zayna. Very remarkable. For all of Nehemiah, ki rabim chalolim hi pila. Made a lot of karbonas. So I told you, the Rasha makes a lot of karbonas. The Nida is not a Nida. The Tahira is a Nida. It's Gefalach. The Chayin. Now the Rambam says something else. And it really doesn't belong here. But it's a parallel, and it's from the same Pasuk. Ki Rabim Ha'olim Yipila. How does the Pasuk end? Va'atsumim Kol Harugeha. Normally, we would say, it's a redundancy. It's just a repetition of the point to make it stronger, to make it clearer. Just like the Vilna Gaon never tolerates such an idea and says that each phrase has its own meaning, Chazal did the same thing here exactly. And not only that, but they're talking about opposites. Ki Rabim Chalolim Ipilo talks about a Talmud that's not Ro'ui and Paskins. What is Atsumim Kol Harugeha? Someone who is Ro'ui and refuses to Paskin. The chayn chacham shehigia lohayra ve'enoy meira hareze meinea toira ve'noisein mechshoylois lifnei ha'ivrim ivrim with an ayin vav resh the blind lifnei iver loisite mechshol noisein mechshoylois lifnei ha'ivrim ve'ol of ne'mar ve'atzumim kol harugeha. You hear? Then the Rambam says, and I'm going to explain this Rambam in a moment, but the Rambam continues with a Musa Shmuz. Very interesting. Could have stopped right here and made his point. Both are no good. The Talmud that's not worthy, who sets up shop in Paskin's Shaitis, and the Rav who is worthy and refuses to Paskin for whatever reason. He's afraid, he doesn't have time, he doesn't want to get involved. How does the Gemara say about David HaMelech? He says, all the Malchei Yoylam are busy snoozing away, and I am busy B'dam B'Shvir B'Shilya. Not every Rav wants to be busy B'dam B'Shvir B'Shilya. The Rambam continues with a Musa Shmuz. Eilu ha-Talmidim ha-Ktanim Shaloi hirbu Torah karoi. They didn't learn enough. Ve'hei mevakshim lizgadel b'fnei am ha'aretz u'bein anshe iram. See, what does Rambam mean? Rambam says like this. These people are always going to find the lowest common denominator to lord it over. You know why? Because if they encounter a genuine Talmud Chacham, he's going to wipe them out. And Lagabi, a real Talmud Chacham, doesn't stand a chance. So what kind of Chevra is he going to lord it over? People who are less than him. Right? If that's the case, Mevakshim Lizgadol B'fnei Amoritz U'Bein Anshe Iram the koyftsim v'yoshvim barosh lodun ulahayres b'Yisrael heim hamarbim es hamachloikas v'heim hamachrivim es ha'olam v'hamachabim neira shal toira v'hamachablim kerem Hashem tzvokos v'aleim omar shloimoy b'chachmosoy echezu lanu shu'olim shu'olim k'tanim mechablim kromim uchrameinu smoda. Famous pasuk, of course, in Shir HaShir. By the way, it's an interesting question. If you want to talk about damage, I think the bigger the teeth, the bigger the damage. So if you want to talk about Mechablim Kromim, why do you speak about Shu'olim Ketanim? So I'll tell you the answer. A Shu'ol Gadol tried, he's already older and more experienced. He tried when he was young, got away with it once or twice, and then somebody was waiting for him to show up, and when he was about to eat one of the chickens, he got a good clobber over the head. So he learned his lesson, and he stays away. The Shu'olim Ketanim are Hareza Shoyte for Rasha V'Gas Ruach. They're too stupid, they're too ignorant, they're too innocent to realize that they'll get over the head. So they climb in. Fools go where angels fear to tread.
Shu'olim ketanim bedafka are mechabim kronim. Because they're not smart enough to be afraid of the fire or of being clobbered. And so therefore the barbed wire or whatever else is waiting for them. Or the traps. And that's why they end up sometimes being mechabim kronim. This is the Rambam's understanding that the Lashon Shu'olim Ketanim is people who are small fries and they're not really roi to be Meira Hira and they go ahead, they destroy the Kerem. Which Kerem are we talking about? The Kerem Hashem Tzvokas, they destroy Yiddishkeit. I have to tell you that I'm not going to go into it, but you know, I would appreciate if the world would not give me articles. Everybody gives me articles. And every one of those articles make me sick. That's why they give them to me. Not because they want to make me sick. That's not what I mean. You know, there's something bothering them about this article, whatever the article writes about. And they want to know my opinion. You know, it reminds me of the mice of the two fellows that's sitting in the subway. And one of them is reading a Yiddish paper and the other one's reading the Arab Press. So the guy says to him, what are you, crazy? What are you reading the Arab Press? He says, what are you talking about? I read the Yiddish paper where I've gehacked at Tzoros in every possible way. It makes me miserable. I read the Arab Press. We own the banks. We own the world. We're very powerful. We have all these atomic bombs. Yeah, man, I feel fucking good. Makes me feel good. So yeah, they give me all these articles, and not from the Arab Press. So one makes me sicker than the other. So recently I had an article. This person is purported to be a Rosh Yeshiva in a certain yeshiva. Yeshiva's trade, the Rosh Yeshiva's trade, I'm not going to go into it at all. But it was about this episode that happened in Beit Shemesh, and he writes about it. And basically, the Nakuda that he writes about is that the burden of Tznius was on the men that they shouldn't look, and not on the women that they should dress properly. It brought to me this Rambam with such force, you have no asaga. The Pshat is like this. First of all, what are you writing in the New York Times? That's not the New York Times business. And who are you trying to find zachos for? And what kind of a chilul Hashem are you making? And what kind of sheker are you selling? But the teretz is, shu'olim ketanim mechablim kronim. So thousands and thousands of people, tens of thousands, who read this article, they don't know any better, yidin goyim, this person's authority, just like anybody else, just like a reform rabbi is a big authority by then. And all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute, you know, so these people in Beit Shemesh, they're a bunch of crazies, at best. You know, they're ayatollahs, they're, and they are not consistent with the Torah that they purport to serve. And a person makes such churban, why? Because he's a shaita, a rasha, and a gasruach, all wrapped up into one. That's the truth. But do me a favor, don't bring me articles. Anyhow, this is the Lashon HaRambam. So I was thinking to myself, why does the Rambam bring... You notice the Rambam speaks about Tamim Shlegil Ra, and then goes into all Musa Shmuz about it, but in between, he brings the other half of the Chazal, of Atzumim Kal HaRugel, Shehigiyu Lohira, the Ein HaMayrin. You know why? Because one causes the other. That's another thing they bring me articles about. But they din in Bizman Hazeh. Yes. But Lamaisa, this is an unbelievable tragedy that people krif harayin, they become spokesmen, they have the articulation they have. They write well. Terrible thing. People have articulation and they don't know anything, or they know that it's sheker and they sell it anyhow, which is even worse maybe, because it's amazing. But be that as it may, they have this kayach of selling a point. The point is totally sheker, totally empty, without real. It's crystal clear that this is sheker, and they sell it as an emes, and it sells, because they have articulation. And a lot of our people who are tzaddikim, yireyim, ushleimim, chachomim, uvhokim, they have no articulation. A terrible thing. Now, I don't know, is it necessary not to have articulation? I'm not sure. But it's never taught, it's not conveyed, and if you have it, you have it. If you don't have it, never, you don't have it. But it makes a very lopsided kind of thing that the people who are able to convey ideas, many of them are shy. And the people who are tzaddikin,
They don't have the ability to convey ideas. Sometimes you can convey an idea without words. Tell the Maaseh of the Chofetz Chaim, right? When he was going to one of the Sarim and he wasn't able to speak the language and people were afraid, you know, he's going to go and he's not going to be able to communicate. And the person took one look at the Chofetz Chaim and changed the Gzeira. Happens sometimes. I used to speak about Rav Farhand. Rav Farhand was, Zichrono Livracha, was a Rav in Prague, and he helped thousands of Yidden get their papers and get them out of Europe and come to America. He saved the children from Shmad. I mean, he was right after the Milchama, and it was a very terrible moment. And he used to walk into the ministry over there, and he used to get whatever he wants. My father used to talk about him. We were in Prague. I was a baby, an infant. We finally came to America, and we moved to the West Side. And lo and behold, Rav Farhand has a shul in the 90s, and I'm going to daven in a shul. And I'm thinking to myself, by that time I'm already an older boy, that this Rav Farhand must be unbelievably articulate, must have a sprach in so many different languages. It's true, Rav Farhand spoke at least 3 or 4 languages, all of them exactly the same. I didn't understand one word of what he was talking about, not in Yiddish, not in English, not in Czechish. In Czechish, I didn't understand it because I don't know any Czechish. But that's about it. But the fact of the matter is, he was mamish a kvad peh. I'm not joking. A kvad peh in the technical sense. So I thought that, first I thought, you know, not only is he must be charming, he must be tall, you know, I was seeing a fellow like 6 feet tall, you know, handsome, shorter than me, and I was 9 years old. Unbelievable. What is it? You know what the answer is?
Sincerity.
Avas Yisrael. Kedusha. That's amazing. I learned a lesson. So it's not always articulation, but the fact of the matter is, I'm all daf and zogi. You have to convey a point. You have to be able to say something clearly and unequivocally. And you have to convince people. And sometimes we just simply don't have, we have very few people who are in the business of convincing others. We know the emes, and the rest of them, we leave mamish to the shu'olim, k'tanim, mechablim, kramim, and boy, did they make a churban. You know, it's an unbelievable thing. But that's the point. If you don't have the meirei hayra, then you have the small fry getting into the breach. If we would have the meirei hayra, so for those people who are capable, but they run away for whatever reason, that is where the atzumim kol harugel, what's the Lashon HaRambam? They're not kofetz v'yoshe barosh. They run away from kavod. And hareza moinea toira v'noisein mechshoylois l'shneya ivrim. One of the mechshoylois is that they produce inadvertently the vacuum that brings forth the shu'olim k'tanim mechablim k'ron. That's the hemshech. They're two sides to the same coin. Anyhow, that's the pshat of this pasuk in Chazal, and there's a tremendous amount of Torah written about who is roi lohi ra, and what age you have to be, and does it apply to Zman Hazeh, and so on and so forth.